Get a big show with the good guys at 95.9 KSOK. Would you look at this? Ralph McDonald made it in. Yay, Ralph.
Mr. Wimpy Gimpy here.
Yay, Ralph. How's your foot? You broke your foot.
I broke my leg.
Broke the old leg.
I broke the leg. Right where it comes into the ankle, I broke it.
Oh, so right up in here?
Yeah, right, right, right.
What part of the leg is that?
It's the tibia.
Oh, okay. Did you know that before you broke it?
I knew that the tibia bone was there. Uh-huh. I didn't know that I had broken that particular bone when I did it. I didn't even realize I had broken a bone.
That's what you said. You said it didn't even hurt, right?
No, I walked around on it for about an hour and a half.
What'd you do? You just fell?
Yes. Okay. I walked out the back of the store to take a computer to somebody's house and kind of didn't make it.
Did the computer make it?
The computer did. And what was really good was as I was falling, this is what's going through my head. Don't drop the computer. Don't drop the computer. And I hit the ground.
Who cares about your leg?
Right. I'm not even thinking about me, you know. I hit the ground. I've got the computer clutched to my chest, and I'm like, oh, I survived, you know. And
was it a desktop?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Got up.
Wow.
Took it back into the shop and started diagnosing it to make sure that in falling we didn't damage it, and
so
of course
you
we
have
didn't.
A broken leg. You're helping out a customer.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
See,
well, it didn't.
There.
It didn't.
That's dedication.
It didn't really hurt. You know, I would have thought with a broken leg it would have really been painful or something like that, but it only hurt when I put a lot of pressure on it.
Oh, okay.
You know, like walking.
So when did you discover?
Well, about an hour and a half after I did that, my foot went numb.
That's right.
And I was like, that's what caused it to go numb, was it was swelling inside the shoe. And I was like, oh, that's probably not a good sign. I may need to see a doctor.
This is one of the great stories of service, though, with McDonald's Computer Service, that you took care of the customer while you had a broken leg.
Well, you know, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do.
And there wasn't anything wrong with the computer?
No. Okay. It had survived. Well, I've got a lot of cushion here so that when it fell, it landed. That's right. It landed on my stomach. It got a little bit of cushion under there. So, but it took really good care. We took care of the customer. The customer was very happy with the product once we got everything said and done. And it's been kind of nice knowing, you know, I've been the first 3 weeks I didn't have the ability to walk. I had to have this little knee scooter because I couldn't put any weight on my foot.
Those are kind of fun, though. I mean, they're fun when you don't have a broken leg.
They're actually really, really cool.
Okay.
It makes life a lot easier because I went the first, like, 3 days with crutches, and I was like, this is not going to work.
Probably hurt. Does it hurt? I don't
know. No, it hurt my ribs.
Okay.
It hurt my ribs and my forearms. But the guys at the shop really picked up the slack. I mean, it was... really fabulous job. Zach and William were absolutely outstanding. We've never missed a beat. No customers missed anything. We might be a tad little slower because I can't drive.
Right.
You know, of course, I had to break my right leg, so I'm like.
So you got to get a driver everywhere you go.
Everywhere I go, I have to have somebody drive me. So
that won't last too much longer. A couple of weeks?
A couple more weeks, and I'll be all done with that. But, oh, man. It was rough there for a while. I'm just like, really? Come on. And that's part of what I want to talk about today is how rough it's been this last little bit. We've noticed a severe uptick in scams. Probably in the last week, we have seen 8 to 10 people.
They've called
us about it. They've reached out to us and said, hey, we let these people remote into our computer. What have we done?
Okay.
And that's something we need to address. You need to know, first off, if somebody is calling you and saying, hey, your computer's broke, it's a scam.
Okay.
They don't know. Nobody, there's people that don't.
You can't tell over the phone. Unless
right.
You look at it physically,
right.
You don't
right.
know.
Unless they're already logged into it.
Is
which
that
you,
how the conversation starts?
Usually the conversation will start with, hi, I'm so-and-so from Microsoft or with Microsoft or something like that, and proceed from there. This particular thing that's going on right now is they get a pop-up that tells them they need new drivers. They visit a website and they get a pop-up that says, hey, you need new drivers for your computer. Download this software and it'll update the drivers. Well, it goes through and it starts to do all sorts of stuff, and then it pops up and says, oh, we can't fix your computer. Call this 1-800 number or this number and let them remote into the computer to fix your problem. Well, they want to charge dollars for that. And the last one that we dealt with, the phone call I got this morning was they wanted $700 to fix their computer.
Really?
Okay, so let's take a pause here for just a second. $700, I can go buy a brand new computer for that price.
Right.
So if the money that they're throwing around to fix your computer is more than half the cost of a new computer, it's time to stop. All right?
So you're calling them, though, right?
At that point, you're calling them.
Yeah, so you would think you're calling a
valid number. You think you're calling a valid number, okay? But the one thing I'm going to tell you is if you've got something popping up on your screen that is not your antivirus program telling you that you have a virus, that's a red flag.
Okay.
The only thing that should be telling you legitimately that you have a problem is your antivirus program.
Okay. Did all these people go to the same website then?
Not particularly.
No.
Okay. No. Generally, what I see and what I experience is that somebody is doing a Google search. They're about, you know how it comes up with that first page of links when you search for Google, and then you can go to the next page, and there's more, and the third page. Well, about that third page is where you're running into all of this stuff.
Okay.
I generally tell folks if on that first page or that about halfway through that second page, you haven't found what you're looking for, redo your search. Search for different terms. Try for something different because you're not going to, the deeper you go, the less likely it is that you'll find it. When you Google search, let's say for a computer repair shop, and you Google those three words, computer repair shop, Google goes out and it says, okay, I want everything that says computer, repair, and shop.
Okay.
And then it compiles a list based on those three words. Those three words may not be together. So it may be computer at the top of the page, shop at the bottom of the page, and repair in the middle. And they're not even associated with each other. So it's not really getting you where you want to go.
Yeah.
So you can refine that a little bit by putting parentheses around the words, and now it'll group them together so that they're coming up together.
Okay, I didn't know that.
But again, this is where we see, you know, we'll hear it. I was searching for something on the internet. Okay, I know where this is going, you know. So you have to be careful and you have to be aware. Having a good antivirus program, a good solid antivirus program, is what's going to protect you from that. Nothing is 100%. I don't care what antivirus protection you've got. It's not 100% guaranteed to keep you from getting a virus.
Out of these 10 people that called you, how many called when they got the pop-up, and how many people actually called the people on the phone?
All of them called the people on the phone.
How many people lost money?
That's more difficult for me to tell because we usually tell folks as soon as they call us, the next step that we tell them to do is call their bank or their credit card company and dispute the charge.
Okay.
But that's kind of outside of that's outside of our area of what we can do to.
People don't want to admit how much money they lost either. So
that's true. Nobody wants. A lot of people don't want to tell us. We try not to pry too much. We want to address the problem and we want to get them fixed, but we also want to educate them and make sure that they know how they can protect themselves in the future. We know this stuff is going on. We know it's out there. We're going to see it. It's not a concern for us as far as our business goes,
right?
You know, but if I can educate you and help you keep from getting it, then we've done our job.
Right.
That's our job right there.
I was telling you about a Netflix scam that I saw a little while ago, well, just 2 days ago, and they were asking for your Social Security number. Is there anybody anywhere on the internet you should give your Social Security number to?
Not unless it's, you know, government-related kind of thing.
Really, you don't even do that, do you?
There's a lot of places that'll require your Social Security number, but they're official kind of things.
Okay.
You got to be careful. I mean, I do stuff with the VA.
Oh, do you? Okay.
You know, and so, like I said, there are going to be things that, but here's the thing. If you're getting an email unsolicited that's asking for information, that's a red flag.
Okay.
Because FedEx, I get FedEx, UPS, the Postal Service, I get things all the time. Oh, we tried to deliver a package to you and we couldn't deliver it. If you'll give us a call or send us this information, we'll retry to deliver your package. Yeah, no. No.
Yeah, I'll come to you.
Right.
I'll come to your building. Even if it's in Derby, I'll drive up there.
Right, right. Yeah. If you want me to come get I'll come get something. I'm not telling you nothing.
What's up with Boost Mobile lately? I haven't talked about that in a while.
You know, Boost is... Boost is, right now we're coming up on the end of our promotion. It ends the end of this month. The 26th, I think, is the final day. So if you're looking to get a free phone, and you can get a free phone, you have to come in before the 26th. Then we've got a couple left. I probably won't be ordering more phones until I know if there's going to be another promotion. There probably will be.
Right, there usually is.
There usually is. But I can't. They never tell me until like the day before.
Right.
And then I'm like scrambling to try and get phones in to cover whatever it is that they're promoting.
It doesn't take long to get them in, though, right?
It usually takes me a couple of days. Okay. They're coming out. We usually get them out of a warehouse in Chicago. The phones come in. Right now I've got some Tribute 5s, some Kia Sierra Hydro Reaches. And I think that's it. I think that's all I've got left. And both of those are free phones. If you're transferring, if you're switching over from another service, you can get those phones for free as long as you're getting the $50 plan, which really there's two plans. There's a $35 plan, which only gives you 2 gigabytes of data. Then there's the $50 plan, which gives you unlimited data.
Yeah, for $15 more, you can do whatever you want.
That's right. I'm like, Boost has been like, you know, we'd really rather you get the bigger plan because then we don't have to dink with nothing.
Yeah.
And we can just take care of you, just let you do whatever you want. It's actually harder for them to throttle you back than it is to just let you do whatever you need to do.
So, but that's only for one more week.
That's right.
Until next Thursday or end of the day on Wednesday, end of the day on Thursday.
All it says is the 26th. Okay. So sometime on the 26th, the program will come to the end.
Okay. Well, if I want some phones and I want advice on scams, where do I go, Ralph McDonald?
You know, give us a call at 620-442-5091, or you can come visit us at the store at 111 South Summit Street. That's across the street from the old Burford Theater on the same block as Union State Bank. You can also reach out to us on Facebook, and we constantly, as a matter of fact, I just posted an article yesterday about this scam stuff that's going on. So if you're looking for information, come to our Facebook page and check it out. The same thing can be said for our website. You can also go to our website. Everything that we post on Facebook pops up on our website.
Okay.
So you can go to either one. If you want to drop us an email, you can go to our website, send us an email there. You can go to Facebook. You can private message us there. Or you can, you know, just holler out and visit with us. That's what we like.
Drive, can I sit in the middle of Summit Street, honk the horn, have you walk out in the middle of the road?
No.
That's
the police department might get involved with that. I'm not willing to let them
UPS
get...
That
and I don't understand that either.
I don't either.
They just do whatever they want to do. Yeah. They're couriers. Yeah, they're just gonna do whatever they want to do.
Good seeing you.
All right.
That's Ralph McDonald from McDonald's Computer Service. We'll be back after this 9:29.